This series is sponsored by Black ProGen Live, Genealogy with Seasoning, an innovative web series hosted by Nika Smith and True Lewis featuring the most diverse voices in the genealogy and family history space. With more than 80 episodes and counting, don't miss out on the laughs and learning from your favorite genealogy crew. Visit whoisnikasmith.com to subscribe and more. It was October 2014, and as usual, I was up late scanning my DNA matches, trying to figure out how each one of them was related to me. As the night hours wore on, I received a message from someone.
I noticed that you had a partial tree of the Cater and Haynes added to your family tree. I'm thinking you're connected to this branch as well. I'm the second great grandson of Alcee Cater and Mary Frances Haynes. But I, for the life of me, could not figure out where you all fit in the tree. Have you found out any new information? Thanks, Cousin CHC.
After a short review of what I had in my tree, I saw I had previously identified and added a group of DNA cousins who were related through my great-grandfather, James Benjamin Sewell Sr., best known as Honey, who hailed from Concordia Parish, Louisiana. We'll call them the Cater-Haynes group. The Cater-Haynes group are more closely related to each other than they were with me and my known family members who were DNA tested. They have Sago Haynes and his wife Rose Hawkins as their most recent common ancestors. In fact, Sago and Rose's daughter, Mary Frances, was the Frances referenced in the message from Cousin CHC. The family is well documented in Pointe-Coupee Parish, Louisiana. There are also more than 20 people from this line who have tested on Ancestry. I further drilled down that my connection to the Cater-Haynes group was through Honey's mother, Easter Parker Williams, based on 8 descendants of Easter DNA testing and the half-relationships that exist within that group. I tried hard to find where the connection was myself, and it wasn't obvious at first. Sago and Rose lived in Pointe-Coupee, while Honey and his family lived in Concordia and later Orleans. These places were more than 95 miles apart. Not super far, but not close either. I didn't have any Haynes's in my tree in the Cater-Haynes group. They had no Sewells, Parkers, Williams, nothing like that in theirs. Yet, there was upwards of 91 centimorgans worth of DNA shared among the people in the larger group. There was a definite connection. But where exactly was it? I went back to the seminal documents that aided me in my identification of Honey's origins, like vital records and the census. They were all I had to go on since everyone in my immediate family on this side is dead. Easter's death certificate noted her own birth on May 15, 1857 in Louisiana, and that her mother's name was Letty Fountain, born in Mississippi, and that her father was Daniel Parker with an unknown birthplace. I attract Easter and her mother, Letty, to the 1880 census living in Concordia, but I had hit a roadblock finding them in 1870. I was certain they were definitely living at the time. I kept corresponding with Cousin CHC, and he appeared to find Letty and Easter some 68 miles and across the Mississippi River from Concordia Parish in Wilkinson County, Mississippi in 1870. They were listed under the surname Parker. I was super skeptical of this. How in the world would they have been so far away? But the details on Easter's death certificate supported that it wasn't out of the cards for them to live in Mississippi at some point. I mean, her mother, Letty, was born there. But could Easter have been born in Louisiana in 1857, moved back to Mississippi by 1870, and then moved back to Louisiana by 1880? It was possible, since all the locations within those states were neighboring, and she had a history of doing so later on in life. I took a closer look at Letty and Easter's record on the 1880 census. there were several folks with the surname Fountain living near them. My theory was that if I traced those other fountains, perhaps I could potentially confirm if the Letty and Easter in Wilkinson County were my three times and two times great-grandmothers, and perhaps I could potentially find out Letty's origins. Henderson Fountain, born about 1850, was enumerated a couple doors down from Letty and Easter on the 1880 census. I didn't find Letty or Easter anywhere near him when I traced him back to 1870, but I did find Henderson documented with his parents, Isaac Fountain, born about 1815, in Mississippi, and Delpha Fountain, born about 1820, also in Mississippi. Could Isaac have been Letty's father? He sure was old enough to be, but I had no strong leads other than name recognition with these fountains. They were living so close to my known family members in 1880 and were still in Concordia in 1870. But my family was noticeably not there. The 1870 record in Wilkinson County didn't seem so far-fetched anymore. Henderson had a sister named Patience, who was enumerated next to their family in the 1870 census with her husband, Taylor Hayes, in Concordia Parish. Yeah, her name was really Patience Fountain before she got married. But the thing was, her husband's last name was Hayes. Hayes and Haynes. Those names sure are close. In 1900, Patience and her husband Taylor were living in Pointe Coupee Parish, Louisiana, the same place that the Cater Haynes group is still living to this day. These were the second and third clues, but I still needed more. Then, I found a labor contract dated January 16, 1867, between Isaac, Delpha, their children, others, and a planter named A.T. Welch. A.T. Welch was Augustus Trask Welch, a slaveholder in Concordia Parish. A.T.'s appearance on the labor contract ensured that he had not died prior to the Civil War, so this meant that I needed to take a trip through his family tree to unearth family members who did, in hopes of unearthing probate or succession documents that list the names of the formerly enslaved. It was through the process of doing this that I discovered A.T.'s ties to Wilkinson County, Mississippi, the same location that my DNA cousin thought he found Letty and Easter in 1870, and ties to Pointe Coupee Parish in Louisiana. These were the fourth and the fifth clues. But I still needed more. A.T.'s maternal uncle, James Lawrence Trask, was the first person I searched, and it was a smart choice. He was the key. Upon finding the estate paperwork for James Lawrence Trask from 1855 and 1856, I located not only Letty, but Easter, Isaac, Delpha, and their children along with Sago and his parents, the ancestors of the Cater Haynes group. There were more than 250 people on these documents. Soon, I noticed a pattern. The ancestors of the DNA matches that the Cater Haynes group shared with Letty and Easter's descendants were also documented on the probate documents of James Lawrence Trask. The Letty and Easter that Cousin CHC found on that 1870 census in Wilkinson County were definitely my Letty and my Easter, as they were living next door and among several census pages of the formerly enslaved of the Trask family. As I peered through census after census, going even until 1940, the names of the enslaved on the probate documents were all repeated, household by household, completely untouched by time. But now, they were free. The enslaved community of more than 250 people had lived together, and not a single one of them was sold off for more than 30 years. They continued to live among each other even after the Civil War, and still do to this day. To date, using a proxy group of 9, I have verified more than 150 people whose ancestors were enslaved by the Trasks through genetic genealogy and traditional genealogy. To date, I have tracked more than 50 transactions beginning as early as 1809, valued at more than $25 million today, that document these extraordinary people. Some folks who never lived to see freedom were documented more than 15 times before they died, and this is super rare. The earliest among the Trask 250 plus were born before the founding of the United States. Some of them were born in Africa. The naming patterns are even still preserved in the Sagos, Randalls, True Loves, Easters or Esther Spencers, Edmonds, and more that bear the names of the earliest among our ancestors. There are so many remarkable stories to tell about this group and their descendants. And I'm just getting started. The Trask 250 Plus is a multimedia series documenting the lives of more than 250 formerly enslaved of the Trask and Ventress families of Louisiana and Mississippi. Special thanks to Maury Turner, Ramona Morgan, CJ Alexis, Lily Palmer, and all the descendants of the Trask 250 who continue to help with this project. Creative Commons license to Jay Blanked for the track Foreign Car Instrumental.